Thanks, team. Let's pray. Father, as we rejoice that you sent Jesus, I pray that as we hear today's message, we remember that Emmanuel is God with us, and that we remember that he is always with us. As we hear the message today, and as we leave, and as we hear this song again through this Christmas season, I pray that that impacts us deeply, that we always have God with us, and that we walk in that authority, and that we walk in that victory, that God is with us. He won't leave us and won't forsake us. So we thank you, God, that you are always with us. We celebrate that you are with us, and we celebrate that victory. And God, I pray that you would just continue to just stir our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I was just making sure I had everything recording there, and I do, so I'm on the ball, kind of. It's odd without my crew with me. So used to having them here always, but that's okay. Who's ready for Christmas? What's good? Some of you are. I don't know if I am. I think I am. Seems like every day I forget something. Like yesterday, we're like, oh, we don't have any of that syrup, so we can make cappuccinos and lattes and stuff like that over the Christmas season. And that's one of my favorite things to do over Christmas is have lattes, because the rest of the year, I don't have time to drink good coffee. So I celebrate that time. I celebrate the time to whip up some, I don't know, milk and make some froth. But it's good. It's a good time of year. Mary and her crew are off to celebrate Christmas, so have fun. And it's just that time of year. It's a busy time for us all. But we're celebrating it, and we're remembering. So I guess today is Merry Christmas Eve Eve for us, right? It's the 23rd. It's the evening before Christmas Eve. It's a busy time. Many men are shopping tomorrow. I was done 3 days ago. I was on the ball this year. So can you repeat this after me? Just humor me a little bit, okay? You know I like interaction. Can you repeat, God is? God was. God will always be with us. So what did we just say? God is with us. God was with us, and God will always be with us. And today I want to talk to you about some truth from God's word, springing off that Christmas carol we just sang, O Come, Emmanuel. So the history of this song. And believe it or not, these lyrics to this carol were written between the 8th and 12th century. So that's quite a long time ago. A long time ago. Probably almost, well, a little longer than when my mom was born. So she's not here to appreciate that joke, but I'm sure at some point I will get a phone call. But something about this era in church history, at certain churches they would actually sing or chant these phrases, and they would all start with the letter O. And then somebody would read a psalm, and they would sing or chant the phrase and say O again. And it became known as the O antiphones. And during that era, one of the lines that they would sing birthed the songs, O Come, Emmanuel. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is talking about Emmanuel. So Emmanuel means God with us. Can you say that again? God with us. God was with us. He is with us, and he's always going to be with us, no matter what is going on, as long as we walk with him, right? As long as we have a relationship with Jesus, God will always be with us. When we became saved, he gave the Holy Spirit to us. And now we walk under that authority, and we walk with the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us. So I'm curious, how many of you have ever prayed, God be with me, or God be with us during this time? Have you ever prayed that type of a prayer? You're going on a trip, right? Lots of us, that's God be with us as we travel. Don't let our kids kill each other, because then I'm going to have to kill one of them, and it's just not going to be good. In the back seat, we're going to have a mess. God be with us as we go to Costco. I went there this week. Never again before Christmas. God, help us find this parking spot. God be with me as I take this exam. So what does that mean for God to be with us? And I want to read you from Matthew's version about the birth of Christ. In Matthew 1, 21 to 23, it says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So verse 21 talks about the Virgin Mary, and she's going to give birth to the son. And it's hard not to get a little emotional when you read this and you think about this. And you're going to give him the name Jesus, because what's he going to do? He's going to save us from our sins. He's going to save the people from their sins. Now, this announcement that people had been longing to hear, had been waiting to hear for centuries, and Matthew's making this announcement, I mean, this is good news. This is the good news of the gospel. This is what the story is all about. And he goes on to say in verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Now let's pause there. What Matthew's about to do is he's about to quote the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah 7:14, the prophet prophesied some 740 years before this event took place. Now, I don't know about you, but that gets in my mind, and it's kind of crazy when you think about how God is. 740 years earlier, that's over seven centuries before the event happened, the prophecy is given. Isn't that amazing? 740 years. And now it's fulfilled in verse 23. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son. And they will call him? They'll call him Emmanuel. And it means God with us. Now, if this was a movie, right? There'd be a real dramatic moment there. And he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. Da, da, da. Cohen loves to do that. And that's what you would hear. And it's just, you know, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing when you think about that. And suddenly Matthew's saying, he is with us. And you think about this all for a moment. You think about this. What an amazing thing would have had to have happened to cause these shepherds to leave their sheep at night. The animals that they're there to protect, leave them at night and go and celebrate Jesus. These wise men, these kings, to leave their posts where they were and bring gifts to Jesus. What an amazing sight that would have been. Because God is now with us. The creator, the sustainer of the universe is now here with us. And John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word of God became flesh." And if you keep reading in that Matthew, Isaiah 4, if we keep reading Isaiah 14, it says, "And dwelt among us." And all of a sudden, Matthew is going to say this, God is with you. God was with you, and God will always be with you. See, since the beginning of time, since the beginning of creation, God was with us. Even though we weren't here, God was here. Today, God is with us, right? Forevermore, forever, the history of histories. I guess you can't even say the history of the earth, because he goes beyond the history of earth. God is here. That's the best news we can have. That is the best news we can have. So Luke 1:28 says, and an angel appears to a virgin teenage girl and says, greetings. That's a pretty polite angel, isn't it? Greetings. You are highly favored. The Lord is what? The Lord is with you. The very first truth that this angel proclaims is that this girl is what she needed to know, because he's about to ask her to do something very difficult. The Lord is with you. She needed to know that. And we need to know that the Lord is with us when things are going however they're going. When we're living our life, we need to know that the Lord is with us. Always. Some of us are hurting. Some of us are, as we prayed earlier, going through some stuff that we need a miracle to happen. And we need to understand that the Lord is with us in all things. And that he's there to comfort us through our trials. The Greek word for comfort is the word, now I'm going to mess this up, parakletos. Parakletos. That sounded Greek, didn't it? Parakletos. Para means alongside, and kleto means to. So to come alongside is comfort. Our God comes alongside you to minister to you in the times that you need comforting. When we need comfort, Jesus comes alongside you, walks with you, carries you. I don't know if you've ever seen the footprints picture on the sand. Many of us have seen it at some point, but it's one of those amazing pictures. And when you think about when you're going through those hard times and you only saw the one set of footprints, it's because Jesus didn't just come alongside of you, but he actually picked you up and carried you through those hard times. And there's many times you can probably reflect after the fact and think of those times and see those times where you knew you weren't walking under your own strength. How many of you have ever had those times? See, the thing is, when you understand the God of the universe, the all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present God, that God is with you, that should change you. That should change everything about how you live. So when you're lost and don't know where to go, he is with you to guide you. When you're hurting and you're feeling alone, he is with you as a friend. When you're in the middle of this trial and things are just a mess, he is with you as your comforter. When you're sick, he is with you as your healer. When you're weak, he is your strength. Anytime you're lost in your sin, God is with you as your savior. God is always with you. And sometimes you think, where were you, God, in this? God, why did you leave me alone? He didn't. He's with you. He's comforting you. Because as I said, when you look back at that time and in the future, when you look back at it, you can definitely see his hand upon it, upon that situation. Our God is always with us. See, I think it's often easier to see where God was when you look back. But in that moment, you get so focused on what's happening. Sometimes you can be like, where are you? And a prime example of this is Joseph. Not Joseph and Mary Joseph, the other Joseph. The Joseph with the cool coat. So, this Joseph, if you don't know the story, at one time he was a little boy with big dreams, right? And he said, I'm going to be a leader. And we all know little boys. And little boys don't like sometimes when other little boys say, I'm going to be the leader. And sometimes little boys get a little angry and say, you're a punk, you're cocky, you're this, you're that. And so his older brothers beat him down a little bit. They give him a beating. They threw him in a pit. And they said, let's just leave him here for dead. And then one of the nice brothers said, no, 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 he's our brother. We can't leave him for dead. Let's sell him into slavery instead. So they took their brother and they sold him into slavery. And while Joseph was in slavery, he lived his life with integrity. And yet he was still falsely accused. Something he didn't do, he got thrown into prison. And if you're looking at things from a distance, it would be easy to say, where's God in that? Right? Think about that situation. Where's God in that? This guy is living a life of integrity. Gets beat up by his brothers. Then he gets sold into slavery. Then he gets put into prison for something he didn't do while he's trying to live an upbeat life. Where's God in these trials? And you have to see the story over the course of his life to realize that God was actually working behind the scenes. You could say that that pit became the passage eventually to the palace, where he was second in command in charge of Egypt. And God used every indirect route to put him in charge so that he could save countless numbers of peoples from a tremendous famine. It's an amazing story of God's provision, God's hand upon someone. And when you look at it from like this close, you're like, God, where were you in that? God, where were you in that? But if you're looking across the room from a distance away and you see the whole picture, you're like, there you were. There you were, God. There you were. I didn't see you there, God. I was mad at you there, but you were right there. You were carrying me through that. And time again, when you look back, God is there. God is with us. And Genesis 39:21 tells us exactly where God was at that story. It says, "But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. And the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison warden." That's where he was. You look back with Joseph, right there. And it's hard not to get emotional sometimes. Like I said, when you look back at your life and you say, God, where were you in that? And you see exactly where he was carrying you, right? And when you think about those times, it's amazing to know how good our God is and that he never leaves us, ever, ever. And I've shared the stories about when we talked about tithing, about financial need that Stacy and I had, and it was pay the bills, feed the family, or tithe. And we tithe every time. And every time we got that refund check or a bonus or a big raise or, you know, countless times. We never missed a meal. We never missed a bill. God always provided. I remember when times of healing were necessary with my dad on life support and healed just, and it was a miracle. Or I think about when Ella was a baby and the doctor told us there was something wrong, or before she was born, I guess, they told us there's something wrong with her heart when they did the ultrasound. There's something wrong with her heart. It's not developing right. And she was born, and she had a great little ticker. She's got a lot of heart, that girl. Or when Ella was rushed to the hospital from Meadow Lake to Saskatoon to put in the neonatal intensive care. And it was like, it looked hopeless. Things did not look good. And God was there and then miraculously healed. Or I think to the time that Cohen had a blockage in his intestine and couldn't go to the bathroom. And our pastor at the time, Pastor Lyle, came and he prayed with us. And it was funny because I don't even know if he got to the elevator. And the doctors, I'll give you this backstory. Cohen couldn't poop for days. And they're like, we have to send him to the hospital. And he was a brand new newborn baby. And we're like, we had visions of Ella. And when she was being taken in neonatal intensive care, and we're like, okay. But we called Pastor Lyle. He came. We prayed. He wasn't even in the elevator. And he pooped. Now, I don't think I've ever been so excited for a kid to poop before. But I was pretty pumped. I think Stacy and I might have high-fived. And then I said, you change him. But it was a miracle because the doctor said they need to do surgery probably. They need to go in, clean out whatever's blocking it. He won't poop. But he pooped. And it's a funny story. And it's like, how do you relate this? But God was with us. God gave us peace through that. And God healed miraculously. He was with us. And the thing is, I didn't even scratch the surface with those five or six stories I just shared. You can go on and on and on. But God is with us through all of our things. When you look back, you will know that He was there. And, you know, I don't know everyone here. Maybe you're a CEO Christian. You know what CEO stands for? Christmas and Easter only. Or maybe you're, you know, you're new here or whatever, and you've never heard the story of Jesus. But know that God is with you always when you accept Him, when you know Him. And I hope, knowing that, you realize that there's only one reasonable response, and that's to follow Him with everything you have, to chase after Him, because He is a good God and He is always there. God will be with you no matter what you go through. And think about this little girl, Mary, this teenage girl. Imagine if she could have seen her future. When the Lord said, "The Lord will be with you." Imagine if she could see that future. Man, if she could have seen it when God will be with you when I conceive this child by the Holy Spirit. God will be with me when I tell Joseph that I'm pregnant, but not like that. God will be with Joseph when an angel says to him in a dream, "It's cool that this happened." And then God will be with them as they travel over 100 miles on a donkey's back at 9 months pregnant, I guess, almost 10 months pregnant. Right? God will be with you as you're traveling. Don't worry. God will be with you, Mary, when you're about to give birth in a stable next to an inn. Mary, God will be with you when you're on the run trying to save the life of the son that you have. And God will be with you when your son is 12 years old and you can't find him and you're searching. Could you imagine the story that Mary would have seen if she knew all that stuff? God will be with you. Could you imagine Mary when the angel of the Lord is speaking to her and says, "Don't worry, Mary. God will be with you at the wedding feast when you run out of wine and you watch your son perform his first miracle when he turns the water into wine. Mary, don't worry, God will be with you when your son is being falsely accused and persecuted and beaten. Mary, don't worry, God will be with you when you watch your son suffer on that cross and abused for sinners, for whose sin he must die for, as they drive stakes through his hands and his feet." And she would have said, "God is with me as I watched him suffer. And God was with me when he looked up to his father and he says, 'It is finished.'" He would be with me. God would be with me, something Mary would say, when he said, "Into your hands I commit my spirit," her own son. Mary would think, "God would be with me the day the earth went dark. And God would be with me when the whole earth shook." God would be with me that first night when I waited and wondered what was going on. God would be with me that second night when I waited and continued to wonder. And Mary was thinking, and God would be with me on the third day when that stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty and he was not there. My son was not there, but I knew that God was with me because my son, Jesus, he is risen, because he is Emmanuel, because he is God with us, and he is God who is with us, who is with us, who will always be with us, no matter what is going on. He was there. God is always with us. Now, when I compare some of the stuff that I might have seen in my life to what Mary, when I just read all those things that Mary might have gone through, my stuff doesn't seem so bad, but when you look, God was always there. And Paul said it this way. He asked this question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And the answer was, shall trouble separate us? No. Shall hardship separate us from the love of Christ? No. Shall persecution? No. Famine? No. Nakedness? No. I don't know what the heck nakedness is doing in this text. It's kind of the weirdest thing to be in there. But just in case you're wondering, nakedness will not separate you from God. How about danger? Will that separate you from God? No. How about a sword? Will that? No. And in verse 37 of Romans 8, we read, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ, that is Christ Jesus the Lord. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You will never be alone. Nothing can separate you. Nothing. Not your fears, not your doubts, not your insecurities, not your theological questions, not the things you can't explain, not the things you feel alone, not your brokenness, not your failures, not your mistakes, not your sickness, not what someone else did to you, not broken relationships with others. Nothing can separate you from the love of God when you call on him. He is with you. Why? Because he is our God who is with us. He is Emmanuel. He is with us always. There's no question. He is God with us. He is Emmanuel. It's a strange service before Christmas Eve to have, where we talk about the things that Mary saw. But we need to understand that when we accept Jesus into our life, when we come to know him as God, that he is always with us. Because if you're like me at times and you look back in the past, you're like, God, where were you? We need to remember that he is always there. And he is always leading and guiding. And we need to lean on his guidance. We need to ask him to carry us. We need to ask him for healing. We need to ask him for his miracle to step in and take over. And we need to walk in that victory that only he can bring. We can't bring it. And we need to remember that he is with us always. Period. There's a big period behind that. He is with us always. Period. Okay? Let's stand and let's pray. God, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Emmanuel. We thank you that he is with us. No matter what is going on in our life, we are so thankful that he is with us and he is leading us and he is guiding us. He is carrying us. He is healing us. He is bringing things to be that you have called to be. God, we thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for carrying us. Thank you for loving us. And thank you for directing and guiding us. Thank you for your protection and your provision. God, for those that aren't able to be here this week, Father, we pray that you would bless them this Christmas season. Father, fill their house with joy, fill them with joy, and allow them to walk with victory in your name. Jesus, for those that can come and join us even again tonight and tomorrow night, Father, we still pray that they would have victory and joy as we prepare for the Christmas season, as we prepare for your birthday. I pray that in our hearts you have prepared the way for more joy, more love, more laughter, more excitement for you. Thank you for everything you do in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys are dismissed. If you're coming tomorrow or tonight, great. I'll see you then. If not, have a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy some time with your family. Eat some pierogies or cabbage rolls or something for me. Have a great day.